the evolution gap. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Congressman Paul Brown represents Georgia's 10th Congressional District. He's a member of the Tea Party, and a little over a year ago, at a sportsman's banquet at Liberty Baptist Church in Hartwell, Georgia, he announced his conclusion that evolution is a lie.
I've come to understand that. All that stuff I was taught about evolution and Big Bang Theory, all that is lies straight from the pit of hell.
And keep in mind, he's trained as a physician.
You see, there are a lot of scientific data that this is really a young Earth.
A young Earth created in 6 days. End of story. And I play you this clip because while a majority of Americans, 60% in fact, believe that human beings have evolved over time, and while among Democrats, evolution believers constitute 67%, among Republicans, the number believing in evolution has been dropping and is now down to 43%. And I know some of you are tempted to say, well, this must be linked to a lack of education, but the statistics say it's not. And as I mentioned, Congressman Brown is a medical school graduate. In fact, he now serves on the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. So it looks to me like evolutionists are just going to have to accept that non-evolutionists exist and their minds are not going to be changed easily, and they have a strong influence on the Republican Party. Although I'll bet there is one form of evolution they believe in. The Democrats, with a little push from Obamacare, might evolve into Republicans. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.